Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro croak, yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weakened mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
TAZ, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dwight. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Dwight. I'm Tess Wigginton.
Oh, okay. You're the other guest. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to Dwight. Awesome. I think we're having issues tonight, but...
Issues? What seems to be the troubles?
Well, I don't know if TAZ is actually on here. I know when I called in first, he couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I just got a message from him that he's on. All right. Okay, Dwight, I'm going to hang up and try again. See if
okay.
we can get in this right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, give me a minute.
The other guest, she said that when she called in, he couldn't hear her.
I heard her say that.
Yeah, but that's all that I know. Let me see if I hear anything on the radio.
Well, this is interesting.
I think everyone is in hold until he gets to us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I'm just really thrilled to be talking to you two.
Who is this?
My name's Tess. I'm a high school friend of Tim's. I'm sorry, T.A.
And I'm on the line now.
Yeah!
Hey, y'all. I heard y'all, but it wasn't letting me talk. So I had to recall like I'm a guest. I had to keep
Ain't
my main line
great?
Open, and I had to call myself like I'm a guest. So.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah, sometimes this is live. Sometimes it happens.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And I've been doing live since 2004. Hello, Dwight.
Hello.
Is your wife on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Taz. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good now that I'm talking to you guys. And hello, Taz.
Yeah.
My
hey,
co-host.
Taz, how are you?
All right. I want Dwight to actually say exactly what they do, so anybody that didn't hear the show the last time they were on get a feel for what exactly they do together, husband and wife, jazz duo, Jazz Times Two.
Okay, yes, we are Jazz Times Two.
We play music.
And compose music.
All righty.
But you,
that's
you can
what
go
we
into
do.
A little
we
deeper than that. A little,
yeah.
Y'all do a whole lot of stuff. Now they don't let them fool you. They don't play one or two instruments. You know, don't let them fool you. They do a whole lot.
Yes, before you said we wear many hats.
Yeah, and they wear a hat on their picture.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Actually, that was the first question that I thought of as I was listening to your music, is that who plays what?
Well, we play multi instruments. I mainly
uh-huh.
play the bass,
uh-huh.
and I mainly play the keyboard.
Mhm.
And then between the two of us, I play guitar.
Yes, and I play the guitar as well.
And
okay.
and Dwight also plays the trumpet.
Ah, okay.
See what I said? You see
yep,
what I said? And
yeah.
And they
got it.
They also engineer and mix their own music. Am I correct on that?
Yes,
that's
true. And every time, I remember last time we talked, I had to do a task, get into the car and listen to it in one of my best stereos in the car to make sure that it is right.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I was like saying. They do a lot. They do a whole lot. I mean, it makes me feel like I don't do nothing at all. They do a whole lot, though, for real. And,
well, thank you
both,
so much.
And both your names start with a D. This is my question. How come y'all didn't do something with that D? Both your name, you're Diane, right? And Dwight,
yes.
How come you didn't use the D? I mean, it's ironic that you both got the same actual, now I guess the same initials, unless you want to use your middle name, might throw it off. But you got the same last name and first name initials, so just saying.
Well, actually, Diane is my middle name.
Oh.
So it's H. Diane Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you got to also remember when we came out with our first solo albums, I was known as just Dwight Jenkins, and she was H.D. Jenkins. But when we got together for a collaboration of togetherness, we came together with the name of Jazz Times 2.
Yeah, don't let Taz fool you on this. That's a great name for you guys.
Thank you. But we had one disc jockey so confused that he was calling me H.D., H. Diane, H.D. Jenkins. so we had to narrow it down and just make it H. Diane Jenkins.
So this new project, just comes from about your time spending in the studio, and you do most of your music in your home, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so you just came up and said, well, let's put it out. It's creative juices flowing, and you're probably in the middle of a new one right now. This is old for you guys.
No, we're not. We're taking a break for the moment. This particular project was actually, and it took us 2 years in the making, because many of the tracks from this album come from our three solo albums that were, one was not released. We had a release, my first release album was called What Else Do I Have to Do? That was released, and Diane had an album called Hope. We ran into some problems with distribution and not getting paid for the sales of these albums, so we pulled them from the market. And what we did when we came up with the new album, Conversations of Jazz, we started to rework and redo some of the tracks from both of these albums. And I had another album out, which I was going to release, which was called titled Dancing in the Rain. And I thought that was such a good tune that I decided to include that in the new album of Jazz Times 2, but we didn't select that as a title. We went in another direction. So many of the tunes come from the three albums, my two solo albums and a second one, which was never released, and Diane's first album. And some of those tracks are on this new album of Conversations of Jazz.
Well, now, let me clarify something. Only two of mine from my first album are on this last album that we did. I spent 9 months in the studio banging my head, pulling my hair, crossing my eyes, sticking my tongue out, screaming, and just wanting to throw something up against the wall. But instead, I went out, walked around, came back, and did it again. So it was 9 months, and you can give birth to a baby in 9 months. And I'm telling you, I felt like I was just absolutely crazy, and I was so relieved that we finished it. And then all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, I have one more song in me, just one more track. And that track, you know, by the time I composed that and got it down, and the keyboards, and then Dwight and I worked on the bass line, then I was like, now I'm done. I don't want to see it no more.
Well, why do you think the creative process was so hard with this one?
Composing is not a really easy thing to do.
Really?
Especially when you're just talking about music, and you're talking about, you have to compose for not just the instrument you're playing, but for the instruments that others will play. And so you have it takes a lot of thought. And then we would go in the studio with something and listen to it, mix it, master it, come down, sit, listen to it, and go, oh, my God, I don't like that. And then you go back. And it's not like it was a difficult task. It was a labor of love. But it's a labor of love that I don't want to repeat right now.
you made a perfect analogy, because that labor of love and having a baby, it's the same thing.
Yes.
It's tough, but worth it.
Yes.
But however, we still have a few little babies out there, because we completed this album, we actually completed 27 tracks total. We first decided that this album was going to be 12 tracks. Then it moved up to 14. And about a week before we decided to have it copyrighted, we threw one more on, made it 15. But we have 12 more tracks sitting, you know, in our library that we can release at any time, maybe as a single or as an EP. And, of course, we'll be doing some more. But I think by next year, if we decide to do another one next year, we'll have about another 24, 25, 30 tracks, because we'll say we'll want to do six more tunes, and then six will turn into eight will turn into 10, and plus you add the 12 that I have, so we'll have another 24 tunes again.
Wow. So as you get going, it kind of keeps itself going. You write some stuff, you get some more inspiration, it goes a different direction. Does that sound about right?
Yes, and we also have a lot of tracks and a lot of tunes that are incomplete. In fact, one of the tracks from the new album, I was working on about for 2 years, but just kind of forgot about it and kind of left it on and just never really worked on it. And then I was looking for something else, and I happened to come across this. Oh, this would make a beautiful addition to the album. So I started to work it, reworked it, and it's on Conversations as well.
Okay, I'm going to play the title of the track, Conversations of Jazz. You want to give us a preview of it, or you just want me to let it rip? I want to hear Diane say it. She'll describe the song a lot better, I would assume.
Well, basically, Conversations of Jazz is about instruments speaking with one another. And when you have that, people don't realize that it's a conversation that instruments have, because you start with the keystrokes of the keyboard, and then the keyboard basically only gives you a monologue or a one-sided conversation. And then the drummer comes in, and the drum begins to tap, 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 and actually keeps a beat going so that everything can be at one particular place and have that one particular beat, that 4-4 timing all through it. And then after that goes, then you have the bass that comes in. It has that rhythmic flow to it that gives that bottom gives a nice flow to the conversation, and everybody listens to that person or that instrument that has that low flowing voice, and they just sit back and they kind of get kind of mellow. And then you have a horn that will blare in from time to time very loudly and will say, wait a minute, I have something to say in this conversation. Don't everybody just fixate on the bass. And so that's what Conversations of Jazz is about. It's about everyone having something to say so far as an instrument is concerned. And many times, sometimes when you have an analogy of a old married couple who had been together for a long time, and all of a sudden they're in a conversation and they both have the same idea and the same thought at the same time, and they both blurt it out, the same thing happens with instruments. They come together and they say the same thing at the exact same time, and that makes for a well-rounded conversation. And that's what makes Conversation of Jazz.
I knew she'd do it. I knew she could explain it vividly. Here it is, Conversations of Jazz, Jazz times two.
You know, we've had many conversations about jazz, but we never had conversations of jazz. So while I'm here at the keys,
I've got the bass.
Let's have a conversation of jazz.
I'll follow your lead. What key and what tempo?
Key of C in 4-4.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought when I first started the track, I thought y'all was still talking, but y'all were on the track though. I was like, wait a minute, they still talking? I know I muted the button. And I was like, what?
I heard you say mute.
Yeah, well, I didn't mute. That's the actual Blog Talk. When you hit the mute, it just automatically says mute. And I was like,
oh.
And I thought they were still talking. I'm like, they still talking. Oh, that's the track. Oh, okay. I was messed up, boy. I was messed up. And
yes,
I was like,
it's called conversation.
And they were talking in beat. That's what threw me off. Like, and I never listened to the tracks like I told y'all before. So you know I was messed up on that one. I said, hey, I like that. And the way y'all bringing that, I like that. That was a good idea. Good idea.
Thank you.
Tess. Go on, Tess.
Oh, me. Okay, sorry. You know, listening to the first CD of yours that I listened to, which is Togetherness, and then hearing Conversations of Jazz, I hear some real, development, more depth, I think, between the two. Richness, even, I think. It's hard for me to describe exactly, you know, what it is that I'm hearing. I love them both, but I think the new one, Conversations of Jazz, is just, richer more than anything else. How long have you two been making music together?
Together, I guess. What's it been, a year and a half, maybe?
No, well, I would say as long as we've been married, but...
Well, that music. Okay.
I think what you're hearing is we were determined in the second album that we were going to show people that we had a little bit more variety, not just jazz, fusion, funk, but we wanted to put in some old school jazz. You know, we wanted to show them that we're capable of doing different things. There are several tracks on here. There's one that's even more or less what I would call cinematic. So that's called Enduring Love, and it's mm-hmm. completely really not jazz, but it's I think it's a track that people who don't necessarily listen to jazz would love to have it, because we have to deal with so many different types of disc jockeys across the world, and they have all different types of tastes. So what we did was we tried to make it a variety, whereas our music would get out to all of the world and not just some of it.
Okay.
And if I may
all right.
add
yeah.
to that, I also, from my last album, Togetherness, I didn't know how much listeners and disc jockeys like the bass. I
mm-hmm.
was playing in the bass and Togetherness more in the background, but this one I decided
uh-huh.
to come out more. And the track Bass Encounters, you have two basses playing at the very same time. I experimented
mm-hmm.
with that. And there's a lot more funk in the tracks this time, and a lot of more bass leads than you have in the first album. So that's another
that's
avenue
it.
That we decided to go.
I love it. I love it. I have to say, I think my favorite off this album is Henpecked Attitudes, and I can't quite figure out why, but I love it.
Thank you.
Let me tell you the beginning story, and I'll let Diane finish that one. Henpecked Attitudes was a track that I had been working on for quite some time. It was supposed to appear on my very first solo album, but I thought it was a little bit too quirky at the time, so I kind of put it to the side. But Diane loved the track so much. So she says, and we didn't put it on Togetherness. I still thought it was a little bit too quirky. But we worked on it and worked on it. In fact, that was track was about like 2 days before going to copyright. We changed it a bit because it was a lot more funkier than what the track is now, and I decided to make it a little bit smoother by adding a little bit more vibes to it and also the mm-hmm. vocals that you hear, which is a little different from the original. But this actually, oh. It was actually called Henpeck, which was on my second solo album. Like I said, I reworked it, changed it, re-recorded it, we renamed it Henpecked Attitudes. And Diane will finish off.
Well, when the music was composed and we sat and we played it, and I said, you know what, Dwight, this really, really sounds more like, to me, like people talking at one another, like a man who's just being henpecked. So,
wow. I have a caller on the line. 614, you have anything to say to Jazz Times 2?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to 614. Area code
that's
614.
Oh, that is me. That's me. Hi. My name is Mary B., and I'm calling on the show. I'm a friend of Tess's, and I'm enjoying the conversation immensely. As a wannabe musician, I played the sax, and I never went forward with much of anything. And by the way, Tess is a pretty amazing musician herself, although and a vocalist. But I love what you had to say about making the music. The instruments speak to each other. I love that. And I'm actually working contest that and tomorrow with the children's music workshop, and they're teaching songwriting and music, and I can't wait to share that with what you said about, you know, the instruments play together, they work together, they communicate together. And that's a really good analogy to help children understand the conversation of music.
Oh, wow. We're honored to hear that. Thank you so much for that compliment.
Thank you.
And I'll be more than happy for you to share that.
Thank you. I will do that. And I'll mention where I got it from as well. I'm enjoying the conversation. I just wanted to let you know I'm tuning in. And I hope to share it with a lot of other music enthusiasts as well. And I'm from Steubenville, by the way. And from the Valley. So I'm glad you're doing this.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me.
Mary is an amazing jazz vocalist. I've got a trained voice. She's got soul. And I just love to listen to her sing. So I knew she'd love this show. I wanted to make sure that she heard it.
Matter of fact, I want to ask H. Diane about, have you ever sung on any of the tracks, or do you actually plan on doing it on future tracks?
I sang on one of my solo album tracks. I did some singing, but it's not something that I do right now. It's been a long time since I was in a studio doing vocals, and I think it's not my cup of tea anymore. It's too much on a constant basis when you're in a studio to have to sing something over and over and over and over again because it's just not right. And eventually you get very, very tired and you start throwing things and more than crossing your eyes and pulling your hair and banging your head, you then want to slap whoever is at the board and say, shut up, I don't want to hear it again.
Well, we don't want you doing that. Just go on and keep doing what you're doing. We do not want you doing that at all. The song, Just So Smooth, and then I noticed in parentheses it got He's Just So Smooth. I guess explain that. It doesn't matter who it is, but it says He's in parentheses Just So Smooth.
Absolutely. The bass man is just as smooth as he can be. And when you hear this song, you'll understand what I'm talking about because my bass man is just so smooth.
I love that one too.
Real.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tess?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It's just awesome, like the words
it says is smooth. That was real smooth.
Absolutely. It's like cappuccino in the morning. That was awesome.
Dwight, would you composing? Are you the main one that does the engineering and the actual mastering, or do
That's
you both
me,
do
yeah.
it?
I do it mainly.
And then it's her ears that you're trying to satisfy, am I correct?
Yes, and she's also the artist in the family. She does the artwork, the designs, the covers, the photographs. That's all Diane.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Cool. She does a lot of stuff, though, Tess. That's why I asked about the singing. On this bio here, it says she's a disc jockey, she's an actress. I'm only talking to Tess, really. She's a poet, she's a playwright, she's a composer, she's a lyricist. I mean, you know, you see what I'm saying?
She's the whole package.
Yeah, she do a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And that can get you in a lot of trouble.
Good trouble, Diane, good trouble.
Sometimes, yes.
What is your inspiration for actually, this is, I know it's something in you because, of course, you know, I'm an artist too, and I know it's something that you got to put out and express to the world, but what is the inspiration? Where does that come from?
I don't know. Sometimes I would hear something being played maybe by another artist or another track, and I would say, I think maybe I want to do something like that but a little different, you know, and put my spin on something like that. And that's how I get my inspiration. But most of my inspiration comes from God. And, you know, I have to give glory and honor to Him. Because without Him, I would be nothing. So that's where most of my inspiration does come from.
I guess on my part, I just want to compose and play music that people enjoy. It's about as simple as I could place it.
Right. And that's a good thing too as well. Trying to make it pleasing for everybody to enjoy.
I would say you accomplished that, Dwight.
Thank you.
I have to say, I generally stay away from jazz as much as I like some jazz, because most of the time I'll listen to a whole album and there might be three tracks that I like. And these two albums of yours, I would listen to both of them on repeat all the time. I mean, it's so good.
Wow, thank you.
No,
That's why
Dwight's just grinning, just so you know. He's just grinning and shaking his head.
I forgot I'm not on camera.
That's why I hit you up, Tess, because I knew you would love it. That's why I hit
you
up.
You take good care of me.
I try to keep you in the know on a lot of different things, but I knew. I said, this is right up her alley. I'm sure she'll like this. So that's why I wanted you to come on the show.
My good friend, thank you.
Dwight, Diane, can you please give your information where people can hit you up, people can listen to your music, people can buy your music, most importantly?
Well, you can start by going to, if those in Facebook, you can go right to our Facebook pages of Jazz Times 2. You'll find a lot of links there if you're on your computer. Our music is being sold on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and we just opened up our website, which is, I'll give you the thing to type in the top, It's jazztimes2music.wixsite, which is wixsite.com/music. jazztimes2music, that's all like one word, .wixsite.com/music. And there you will see several pages of from Jazz Times 2 that we're adding. You'll see the music links to directly to Amazon, iTunes, and also to CD Baby. And we also posted a video of Henpecked Attitudes. That is also there. And we have another video that we're about to post very shortly, Fly With Me, which you'll be seeing that very shortly. And down the line, we hope to do one on Dance in the Rain as, well.
Now, the two is the number two, correct?
That's correct.
It's, number two,
it's
yes.
It's JazzTimes, and the number two.
Yeah, you gotta say it for these new wave folks like me. Instead of an S, I'll put a Z on it. And because I'm TAZ. and you know, I deal with letters. And so and some people put two T-O or T-W-O or T-O-O. I mean, I'm just trying to make sure, or T-U. You know, I'm just trying to make sure it's the number two. And you got to. People be doing it all different, you know, to make a difference. So I want to say I enjoy both of y'all every time y'all come in. I love that conversation, the jazz. I'm going to have to play that again. That, like I said, the talking messed me up, and I was like, oh, I'm with it. That is cool. Great idea, something I would have never thought of. That took me out the water right there.
Well, thank you. We'll try to take you out the water again on the next album.
I'm sure y'all will, because y'all messed me up the first time when I was finding out everything that y'all did, and I was like, man, y'all do everything just like me. And I came up with that scenario where you had to be perfectionist and try to make it sound right. So I just wondered, did y'all go through the same thing? And y'all actually go through the same thing. So
we do.
Absolutely.
It's a joy having you both in, and thank you again.
Thank you for having us. Yes, thank you for having us. We appreciate being here, and we appreciate you playing our music for your audience. It's been a pleasure to speak with both you and Tess or Kess?
Tess, with a T.
Tess, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. So thank you so much. We really enjoyed ourselves, and thank you for having us once again.
Oh,
thank
it's
you.
My
You're
honor
welcome.
To speak to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll speak with you later.
Later on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Tess, it's only me and you. We got like 10 minutes. I wanted to introduce you to a song that I've been playing this thing like I done lost my black mind. Wait a minute. I really have. It's just a... It's a little jazz ditty. You hear me, a ditty.
Okay.
It's a little jazz, and I heard it, and I was like, man, this you know how it'd be like for me. I listen to music all day long, and this is like the song of the week for me. This is my song this week, because next week is liable to change. But right now, this is my jam, and it's called, the name of the group is Sister Nancy, and the name of the song is Bam Bam, the Terra Cora remix. Here it is.
Okay.
I'm And that's
dude. Oh my God.
That's got
you
a
have
lot
to
of
send
stuff
me a
in
link
it.
To that song.
I know, it's just crazy. I'm just like, it ain't got no words. I don't know. They're like, they were scatting. Da, da, dee, da. I'm like, what? But I love
oh
that
my,
song.
That
I love
is, that's
music.
Hypnotic. That would be on repeat in my world, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's on repeat right now. I mean, I just ran into it about Saturday. See, I once or twice a month, I go through just listen to different music all day long. And I pick up my list when I do my no spins on these shows, and they're the most. I've had 1,000 people listen to those shows, because a lot of DJs listen and go, "Where did he get that at? I ain't never heard that." And it just came out like last month.
Okay,
song.
So tell me, where do you get it? Where do you find this stuff?
You go on YouTube, and there's different sites like. They'll have a background with the word majestic, and you just listen to all the songs under majestic. But it's different backgrounds, but they write majestic in all the backgrounds. And it's just the music, not a video, but it's just the music, and you just listen to the music. And you just run into these different kind of songs that have the particular same kind of similar sound, but they're not the same. So I run into all this
I'm
music.
I'm going to try that.
And then I get I'll send you a couple of the videos where you could go there, and then when you go to YouTube, it'll all pull up and you'll see majestic, and then you'll be like, oh, okay, I just want to go there. Or then it'll be chill, and then you'll go to chill, or you go to DJ. I mean, they got different. There's different titles of different kind of music. There's one.
Right.
There's one that I always go to that's called Color Show. So what it is. They have the artist come in and perform live, and the background might be pink, or the background might be yellow, or the background might be purple, but it's called Color Show. So, and they perform their song. So, I mean, boy, you see so many unknown people that you have never heard before in your life going, well, who's that? You know, and it makes it real cool because you're up on the newest stuff that's about to launch. Now, it doesn't mean it might be a hit, but in the club scene, it might be played all night long, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, and that's how I do that, because I listen to music.
For that.
I've got over 500 albums, wax, in here I'm looking at, and probably 1,000, maybe 1,000 cassettes, even more than that, and then about another 2,000 CDs.
Wow.
And I listen to music. I don't even go through this. I mean, I listen to it all. Sometimes I play it. I'll pull it out, you know, just old time's sake. I go through. I was just recently going through some Steely Dan because I got the box set to them. I got the box set to Elton John, Earth, Wind & Fire, the first box set. Prince, Unheard box set. Prince did some music where he just went to a club and jammed for 2 hours. And they recorded it and put it in a box set. Yeah, I got that. Also, I got the Prince book. I had the book. It was like the last 6 books in Atlanta. And I grabbed that. My wife got that book for me. And that book had a CD in the back of the book.
Oh.
Unheard music. Yeah. So, you know, you got to. When Prince passed away, everybody was coming to me after they heard I did a Prince show. And my nephew, he's a DJ, and he did a Prince show. But after he heard mine, he said, I'm erasing mine, Unc. I ain't never heard this Prince that you played. I said, I know. That's why I try to play some stuff that y'all don't know, you know, some Prince that you don't know. And I got some of the stuff that he had that was in the vault, and they had released it secretly, and I got some of it because I wanted to always go to his club called Glam Slam, Slam Glam. And I wanted to go there because everybody had told me, different soldiers when I was in the Army told me, man, I went to Prince Club. They play some music I ain't never heard. It was just all Prince. I said, I wish I could have went. Because I'm a fanatic, for real. So, I listen to music all the time. But like I said, I do a purge through, like, I wait maybe about to next month, maybe a month and a half, and I'll go back to and listen to some more new stuff that I ain't heard. And then I'll wait again about three more months, listen to some more new stuff. So that's how I do it. And then everybody, after I started doing this radio show, I got every site sending me stuff through the email where I just go and listen to their new song and give it a little category or write a little paragraph, you know, good or bad, just rating the song.
Wow.
So, you know, I do a lot. And, you know, I do a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I write the comic book. I'm writing the novel right now. I'm 150 pages to the end. I'm glad it's 600 pages. And this is the third novel. And I'll be done for a minute. And then I'll be writing another new comic book, not a continuation of the other one that I wrote. Because I only write 200 pages of the comic book. That's easy. But I got another new comic book with a new subject. So I'm going to write 200 more pages on that and then go back to my old comic book and write 200 more pages on that because I got outlines already written. So, you know, I'm
good
thinking
God.
All the time. And, oh, wait a minute. That ain't it. I got a beat CD of 18 tracks coming out in November, and I got another CD with me singing, writing, rapping. I got a couple more people on there singing and doing their thing. That's coming out in March of next year. That's 18 tracks. That's already done. And I'm 6 songs into this gospel CD that I'm writing for July next year. And
wow.
I got, like, Preacher that's supposed to come on the show. He's been on the show before.
Uh-huh.
My boy, I rapped on a couple of his gospel CDs. And he's from D.C., and he does a radio show as well. We are crazy together. Love that dude. He's my little brother. He's crazy. And then there's another preacher in Tennessee. He told me just today he's waiting on some new music that he's done, and he's just waiting on it to be finalized. So I got to have him on the show too. So you got to meet these guys because you'll really enjoy everybody. Well, so far that I bought on, you have enjoyed everybody because – there's so many talented people out there.
You have definitely opened my horizons.
Well, I'm glad. I hope that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, because, hey, that's the way it is. I mean, I know when you do the comic book shows, when I have Alex Fernandez, Terrence Baker,
mm-hmm.
Raymond Sanders on the show. I know you like those shows as well, and they do a lot of good stuff. You are a member of the ICC, right?
Oh no, not at all. This is all a whole new world for me.
I mean, I thought I asked you to be a member. I'll put you in. I'll put you in the ICC. That's the comic book site where they started it, and there was like 40 of us at the beginning, right? It's over 9,000 people now.
Wow.
Over 9,000 people from around the world. The first guy that colored my comic book, he was from New Zealand. I never met him. Talked to him online, but I never met him.
Wow.
I mean, and then you can look on there. You'll spend days on there looking at everybody. You know, they'll present their new covers to their new books or different scenes that they drew and all that. It's just, and then there's cosplay with the people dressing up as the, you know, costumes and the heroes. You'll see a lot of that. Alex be putting on his little shorts on there too as well. So I mean, it's just a whole nother world. It's a room that's on Facebook called the Independent Creators Connection. ICC. And everybody's positive in there. It doesn't matter if somebody's art isn't that good. We always try to uplift everybody.
Oh, I love that kind of community.
Yeah. And I'm not in there as much. I do like stuff all the time, but I come in there every now and then. Or if I see something interesting, I'll post something in there. But, you know, the fellas all know me in there. But I'm like, I'm doing so much other stuff, man. I ain't got time to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With all the writing and all that. And I know David, he be tripping out on me probably too. Like, I didn't know Tim did all this, but I did all this when I was in high school. I used to write lyrics. Matter of fact, I was in a couple of hip-hop contest in Steubenville, came in second. I performed at a lot of different clubs. I mean, hey, I've been doing this kind of artsy thing for a minute, just never really did it out there at school. I was going to a vocational school anyway when I did go. So I wasn't really at Wintersville per se. I was the first year, and then, you know, I went to vocational school and really didn't come back.
Sure.
Except to graduate. Yeah. But I appreciate you coming in.
I loved it.
And helping me do the show. Next time we'll have a better connection, praise God.
hey, we made it work.
We got
there.
Hey, normally it works the other way around, so I'm going to schedule this political show on Sunday that we do for a half hour, which I call the phone call fist fight. And we're going to go at it. We're going to be talking about, of course, the immigration law and the executive order he just passed, but really doesn't mean anything. It was for show.
No.
Basically.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit.
You know, that touched my heart right there. All them kids, I was so mad, and they did it on purpose, too. That's the thing about it. They did this on purpose, and somebody should pay. Somebody should pay for just doing that. I mean, now some of the kids might never get back with their parents.
I know. I can't That's even think about it without wanting to scream.
That's what hurts right there. They might not never see their let me go on because I got to save that emotion for Sunday. We get ready. We're going to get into it on Sunday. Oh, Lord. Thank you again.
All right.
Tess,
I better tune in.
All right. And I'll talk to you again. I'll hit you up on some of these people that's supposed to be coming. All right now. Bye-bye.
Okay, Taz. See ya.